There have been some, you know, trying to be scientific studies on prayer. And one of the most important, perhaps the most dramatic study on prayer, scientifically, here's what they did. This was at the San Francisco General Hospital. It was reported in the Southern Medical Journal. This is back in July of 1988. Now, you know, it didn't get a lot of currency in our modern media because, you know, people don't like God. Let's face it. What does the Bible say? And they didn't see fit to keep God in their knowledge, you know, and so God turned them over to a reprobate mind. But here's what happened at this hospital. It was reported a computer assigned 393 patients into two groups. People at home in prayer groups prayed for one of these groups. The other group of patients received no special prayer. Now, this study was a randomized, and this is how you get as close to scientific in the world of social sciences. It was a randomized. You see, when you get some polls on, you know, you'll see some of these talk show hosts. They'll say, well, call in. We'd like a poll. That is not a scientific poll. It is not randomized. Randomized means that just by random, we pick some of you. You know, you're in this group. That one's in, you're in this group. We don't have, there's no rhyme or reason why you're in this group. It's a randomized study. Double blind study, which meant that neither the patients, you didn't know which group you were in. You didn't know whether you're being prayed for or not. The patients didn't know which group they were in. The nurses didn't know which group they were in. And the doctors didn't know which group they were in. So there was no prejudice when the doctors examined them and said which group is doing better. Because the doctors didn't know which group was being prayed for. All right, so the patients who were prayed for, here are the results, experience these results. They were 5 times less likely than the control group. So one group is what is called the experimental group. That's the group being prayed for. The other group is the control group. They were not prayed for at all. They were just the way they always were. They were 5 times less likely than the other to require antibiotics. So as they were going along, this group that was being prayed for, 5 times less likely to require antibiotics, 3 times less likely to develop any pulmonary edema. None of the prayed for patients required mechanical ventilation, while 12 patients in the control group did. And finally, fewer of the prayed for patients died, although the difference was not statistically, you know, significant. Sooner or later, you know, I guess we all die, but fewer died while they were in that hospital. So it was a very interesting study as to what effect does prayer have on people. And I encourage you to pray for the brethren, the sick, the people who are going into the hospital, like Donna Kearney, like Noni McVeigh, who is struggling, and there are others. I just got a notice. I don't know how many of you remember D. Barapartian. Anybody remember D. Barapartian? Well, he has a son, Danny, and his Danny's wife just got notified that she has pancreatic cancer. So There are others, you know, as you said, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and so on. So prayer does make a difference. Now, the reason they don't want to acknowledge that, because we don't want to say that God hears it and does something.